to you.
Hi guys, it's that very important time for some very important BKFK listeners. Happy birthday to Henry, Ava, and Aria. Happy birthday, guys. We hope you had the best birthdays ever. And we hoped you enjoyed your BKFK birthday bundles.
Thank you, Ruby, and thank you, listeners. It gives me great pleasure to introduce this week's BKFK superstars.
Hello, I am Timothy Pang from Singapore and I'm 9 years old. I like to swim.
My name is Gabriel. I am 7 years old. I am from Singapore and I like to play toys, of course.
Hi, my name is Ivy. I live in Canada and I'm 9 years old. I have 2 brothers and 1 dog.
Hi, my name is Cherish and I'm 11 this year. I live in Singapore and I like animals and babies.
Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm 8 years old this year and I am from Singapore. I like to scoot and cycle.
Thanks, guys. You did an incredible job. Remember, listeners, if you want more BKFK episodes and plenty of other bonuses, become a patron and get some great rewards. And it really helps us to bring you more and more fantastic episodes. Okay, Ruby, over to you.
The Knicks. A Nyx is a kind of water goblin. It is similar in shape to a human, but much, much smaller and with green skin. Now, there was once a Nyx named Norbert that lived in a lake. He was gloomily sitting in his underwater home, his head resting on his hands.
I'm so bored,
he complained to his friends.
I think I'd like to visit the upper world above the lake.
Don't be crazy,
said his friend Nathan.
It's far too dangerous.
But I've heard so many stories about the little folk up there. The elves, the pixies, the goblins, the brownies. Why do they get to have all the fun? Why should they get up to so much mischief? Well, I just sit here playing the same boring old tricks on the few fishermen that come past.
But your tricks are amazing,
said his other friend Nicodemus.
Remember the one where you spread water in the...
Yes, in the fisherman's face,
snapped Norbert.
Very funny, ha ha. No, I want something new. I want stories to be told about me, the greatest trickster of them all. You can say whatever you want. I'm going up top.
But Norbert,
cried Nathan. But before he could say another word, the little green goblin was gone.
Don't say we didn't warn you,
said Nicodemus, shaking his slimy little head. That morning, a young girl named Bess came down to the lake to fetch water. She dipped her bucket in, just above Norbert's head, to scoop up some water. The Nyx seized the opportunity and jumped into the bucket. Bess noticed nothing and, holding the bucket tight, set off for home. Now, even though she held the bucket steadily, the water splashed about and spilt. Norbert was beginning his mischief.
Perhaps my right arm is tired,
she wondered as she took the bucket in her left hand. That didn't help at all.
Perhaps there are fish in the bucket.
She put it down and peered into it. All she saw was a thin red water worm at the bottom, which was quite normal in those days. But the worm was the Nyx in disguise. He wriggled with delight at the success of his first bit of mischief. Bess picked up the bucket again and continued. Norbert leapt and jumped harder than ever. And not only was the water spilled, but the girl's dress was completely soaked.
The bucket is bewitched,
she cried.
And it's so heavy. Even though it's nearly empty, my mother will be so angry with me.
Norbert quietly giggled to himself.
This is so much fun! When I tell everyone about my adventures, they will see that I am much more mischievous than boring old goblins and pixies.
Bess thought she'd heard a noise and looked into the bucket again. But Norbit changed shape just in time, and all she saw was the slimy, stupid-looking worm. She sighed as she picked up the bucket and set off for home.
"You are a careless and clumsy girl,"
yelled her mother when she arrived at her house.
"Just look at your new dress, dripping wet, and now it's all muddy as well. Take it off at once. We'll just have to wash it."
Bess did as she was told and put on her pajamas instead.
"Now quickly warm some water for the wash,"
snapped the mother, pouring the remains of the water and the nicks into the kettle.
"And don't spill any more water when you put the kettle on the fire."
The nix was delighted at his efforts so far. He was not at all concerned about being in the kettle because he had never even heard of boiling water. He just giggled as he jostled around and tried to spill more water. But Bess was holding it tightly, and there was also a lid on the kettle that prevented more water from splashing out.
"Oh, I'll be happy when this day is over. Everything seems to be going wrong today."
After a short time, the nix began to feel a bit uncomfortable.
"It's getting quite warm in here,"
it muttered.
"But it's worth it to hear the mother scolding her daughter for my clever tricks and pranks. Oh, I'm the trickiest nixie, even better than a pixie."
The kettle kept getting hotter and hotter. It began to burn the nix. He had to jump up and down in the water to keep himself cool. The mother was waiting impatiently in the washroom. The noise of this made her think the kettle was boiling, so she shouted,
"Bess, are you coming with that water or not? The water is hot already."
By this time, the water had become so hot at the bottom of the kettle that Norbert screamed with pain at the top of his shrill, tiny voice.
"How the kettle sings tonight,"
said Bess.
"And how it rains,"
she added. For at that moment, a tremendous storm burst around the house, and the rain poured down in sheets of water, as if it wanted to wash everything into the lake. The kettle now really boiled, and the lid danced up and down with the frantic leaping and jumping of the agonized Nix, who puffed and blew till his breath came out of the spout in clouds of steam. The mother impatiently burst into the room and looked at the kettle.
"If you just pay attention, you see that the water is boiling over."
She pushed past her daughter and hurried to the fireplace. She picked up the kettle and lifted it to the ground. But no sooner had she put it down than the lid flew off, and out jumped the little slimy green man, who ran out of the door, wringing his hands and crying,
"I have lived in the water of this lake for 303 years, and I have never seen it boil before."
The mother and daughter watched in astonishment as he ran out into the rain and was washed away by a torrent of water back into the lake. The mother realized that they had been tricked by the nix, and that she had been mean to her poor daughter. She not only cleaned the dress, but she made her daughter her favorite meal for dinner that night. The mischievous little nix, however, returned to his watery cave in the lake, where his friends just shook their heads and said,
"We told you so!"
And so Norbert spent the rest of his days doing what he did best, stealing bait from the hooks of dozing fishermen, moving the anchors of small sailing boats, and tickling the feet of unsuspecting swimmers at the beach.
Ah! Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.